Gimnasia verbal, wasn't and weren't. Annie, how are you today?
I'm really good. And you?
I'm fine and full of energy. Full of energy significa?
Lleno de energía.
Muy bien, I'm full of energy. Hoy vamos a seguir con el pasado simple del verbo to be. Ya en la entrega anterior vimos cómo contestamos en el negativo de forma corta a preguntas básicas. Yes, I was, no, I wasn't, and no, they weren't, por ejemplo. Pues ahora vamos a construir frases enteras en el negativo.
All right.
¿Vale? Bien, Annie, yo te voy a decir una frase en afirmativo en el pasado simple, empleando el verbo to be, ¿ok? Y quiero que tú me conviertas esa misma frase en negativo.
Muy bien.
Venga, por ello entonces. Por ejemplo, we were happy, pues vamos a convertirlo en we weren't happy. Recuerda que la contracción de were not se pronuncia weren't, una sola sílaba. No se dice weren't. ¿Ok? Weren't. ¿Lo puedes decir tú?
Weren't.
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 Eso es. Weren't. Bien. I was tired. ¿En negativo sería?
I wasn't tired.
Good. I wasn't tired. Muy bien. They were in the swimming pool.
They weren't in the swimming pool.
They weren't. Say
They weren't.
Con la garganta. Eso es.
Weren't. They weren't.
Mejor. They weren't in the swimming pool.
They weren't in the swimming pool.
Muy bien. You were here.
You weren't here.
Bien, una cosa importante en cuanto a la entonación. Cuando expresamos este verbo en afirmativo, por ejemplo, you were here, solemos enfatizar el sujeto. You were here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sin embargo, en cuanto hablamos en negativo, solemos enfatizar el verbo. You weren't here. ¿Ves la diferencia? You were here. Afirmativo. You weren't here.
All right.
Es un truquillo. Bien. Alan was with his wife.
Alan wasn't with his wife.
Good. Alan wasn't with his wife. His wife was with William.
His wife wasn't with William.
Muy bien. That was nice.
That wasn't nice.
That wasn't nice. Good. It was very cold.
It wasn't very cold.
Very or very?
Very.
Entonces, otra vez.
It wasn't very cold.
Mucho mejor. Bien. My grandfather was tall.
My grandfather wasn't tall.
Perfecto. Ellen and Rob were thirsty.
Ellen and Rob weren't thirsty.
Weren't thirsty.
Weren't thirsty.
Eso es. Es lo mejor que lo has pronunciado hoy. Weren't thirsty. Ellen and Rob weren't thirsty. Una vez más, no olvides que no decimos weren't, ¿ok? Bien, ahora quiero que traduzcas las siguientes frases, ¿ok? Yo te las diré en español y quiero que me las hagas en inglés. Bien, no estuve con ellos ayer.
I wasn't with them yesterday.
Good, I wasn't with them yesterday. No estaban allí.
They weren't there.
They weren't there. Bien, mi tío no era cura.
My uncle wasn't...
Uncle, bajando la mandíbula, Annie.
My uncle wasn't a priest.
A priest.
A priest.
A priest, mejor. ¿Mm? Vale, a priest. Nadie pronuncia esta palabra bien en España. Es alucinante, pero es así. Todo el mundo dice priest, priest, priest. Es priest.
Priest.
Priest, ¿ok? Como prisa. Priest.
Vale.
Priest, ¿ok? Bien. Y mi tío se pronuncia bajando la mandíbula. My uncle. Si no suena como uncle, ¿qué significa? Tobillo.
All right.
Vale. No fue fácil.
It wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy. Good. Ayer no fue jueves.
Yesterday wasn't Thursday.
Yesterday wasn't Thursday. Well done.